and partners of British citizens applying for a visa only require them to show that their marriage is real and that they won't rely on the state for financial support. The British government says the requirement to speak English will help promote integration, remove cultural barriers, and protect public services. The Immigration Minister, Damien Green, says that there are problems when immigrants can't communicate in English.
You get large communities of people, many of whom, usually women, can't speak English properly and who therefore become isolated from the community around them, and that's bad for them and it's bad for the wider community.
But critics of the plan say it restricts people's choices in who they marry. Don Flynn of the Migrants' Rights Network says people shouldn't be penalised for those choices.
This is simply not an argument about whether or not people, their lives will be better off if they learn English. They will be. The issue here is that the right to marry and found a family is a basic human right. And is it proper, is it right that that right to marry should be made conditional on passing a test in English? Our view is that it shouldn't be.
Officials estimate that the new language test will lead to 10% fewer applications overall, and it's most likely to affect Britain's Indian, Pakistani and Bangladeshi communities. The spousal visa allows someone to stay for 2 years, after which they can apply for indefinite leave to remain. Applicants must then pass a further test on life and language in the United Kingdom.